Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Doiv ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph reads, Lo yaveh lo nashim el shmona esrei. Reb Yehuda omer ma behu lo ubavach lo yiyu mesivas es libo. Reb Shimon omer afila achas mesivas libo hareze lo yisaena. So, but the Mishnah says that a king, one of the prohibitions of a king is lo yabelo noshim, he can't have too many wives, and the amount that's forbidden is beyond 18. And the Gemara asks, "Tov and Amelach had 18." Now, the Rambam in Perek Gimel for Hilchos Melachim Melacha Beis says, Lo yabe lo noshim, signing this Gemara, Mipi ha-shmuel lamdum, shu lokech ad yudches noshim, ben ha-noshim va-pilakshim ha-kol yudches. The Rambam says that the melech is permitted to marry up to 18, but that includes both wives and pilakshim. Pilakshim is usually translated as concubine, we'll see. The vayvid is choylik, and is masig, that the pilakshim are not included in that count. He can have more than the 18 only means actually wives, bechupi kedushin, but pilakshim are beyond that. Now it would seem that this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is consistent with another position that the Rambam and the Ravid hold, because the Rambam holds that the only one, the Rambam holds that a pilekish for a Yisrael is also. And therefore, the only one who's permitted to have a pilekish is a melech. And look in the Rambam, if the Rambam says, in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, and I quote, V'chein lokeach mikol gvul noshim upilakshim, Noshim b'ksuba v'kedushin, u'pilakshim b'lo ksuba, u'b'lo kedushin, ela b'yichud b'vat kona osa. What is the difference between a isha, a wife, and a pilegesh? That a wife is b'ksuba v'kedushin, and a pilegesh is b'lo ksuba b'lo kedushin, ela b'yichud b'vat kona osa, u'muteres lo. With yichud by itself, even though there was no ma'isa kedushin, it's sufficient. Aval ha-hedjud also be-pilegesh, ela ba-omah hevriya b'vad acha yiyud. So you see, the Ram says that a Yisrael, a hedjud, a non-king, is a commoner, is not allowed to have a pilegesh. Only the king is allowed to have a pilegesh. And the only concept of pilegesh that we find by a commoner, by a hedjud, is omivriya. Because omivriya, through the yiyud, a maidservant, the avdus, or the shivchus, can be transformed into ishus. But you see from the Ram clearly that pilegesh is not just a sanction that they can live together, but it's a form of ishus. Because otherwise it doesn't have anything to do with omivriya. That omivriya, because that is transformed in, if the odin does yiyud, even though there's no, that the ceremony of initiating the ishus is not through kedushin, but it's a din of ishus. However, the Ravid in Perek Aleph from Hilchas Ishus Halacha Dalit says, Ein kedesha ele muzumenes vihi hamufkeres lekol adam. Ava miyachedes atzma leish echad. Ein bo lo malkis v'lo iso lav vihi hapilegesh haksuva b'posuk. So you see that the Ravid holds that pilegesh is not a din of ishus. It's not, there's no matrimony there. It's only that she's not considered, it's not an isav lo of losia kedesha, because since she's designated for this man, and they have this relationship, but it's not a relationship of marriage, so it's not usa, but it's not a din ishus. However, the Rambam holds, that as we demonstrate from the Locha that he compares it to Amir Vriya, that Pilegis is a din of Ishus. And therefore the Ram Lishitoso thinks that, the Ram thinks that the Pilakshim are included in the Yud Ches Noshim, because Pilegis is also a din of Ishus, and therefore the king can't have more with both Noshim, wives, and Pilakshim together, cannot exceed 18. However, the Ravid thinks that Pilegish is not a din of Ishus. So lo yabel lo noshim, the Pilakshim, it's only hetabia. So therefore the Pilegish is not permitted. Therefore, according to the Ravid, the Pilegish is not included in the Yud Ches Noshim because it's not a din of Ishus. This is the Ram Lishita so also, because the Ravid there in Hilchas Ishus is disagreeing with the Ram, because the Ram seems to say that Poni Habola Pnuya is an Issa D'Iraisa. Premarital relationships are forbidden because that's included in the Issa of Losia Kadesha. However, the Ravid thinks if she's Miuchedes to him, that's what a Pilegish is, that's not Osa. Now, the Ravid in Hilchas Ishus says by Pilegish, he says that even though there's no Issa Lav or Malkus by Pilegish, one can interpret that Ein Kadesha Ela Muzumenes Vehi Hamufkeres L'Chol Adam Avam Yuchedes Atzma L'Ish Echad Ein Ba Lo Malkus V'Lo Issa. He says there's no Malkus V'Lo Issa Lav, but it's not clear from the Ravid that it's permitted. He means there's no Malkus and you haven't violated the Lav. But it would seem from the Ravid that it could be that the Ravid is of the opinion that there is an Issa, there's still an Issa Aseh, maybe an Issa Aseh from Kiyikach. But if that's true, according to the Ravid, then what would be the heter for a Melech? After a Melech is enjoined from all halachas that a regular Yisrael is forbidden in. Now, according to the Rambam, it's not a question, because the Rambam thinks that it's a loch of Ishus. But according to the Ravid, why should, if the Ravid thinks that there's an Issa Aseh, then what is the heta of Pilegesh to a Yisrael? So apparently the answer is that the Ravid, and if it is a din Ishus, then it should be included in the Yud Ches Noshim. So apparently, if we interpret like this, that the Ravid is of the opinion that the Pilegish is a din Ishus, but it's not included in the Yud Ches Noshim because it's a Chaloshem Ishus by itself. It's a new category of Ishus, and it's a lower level of Ishus, and that's what it means. And that's what it doesn't require Ksuba. So it's not Pilegish doesn't initiate the same Ishus as that of Kedusha. And therefore, I'm mesupik whether by a melech, whether there's halacha, is there halacha of sheik sus v'ona, the obligations that a husband, marital obligations that the husband has to his wife, do those apply to pilegish as well? So, according to the Rambam, that includes it in the Yud Ches Noshim, it would seem, and especially as I mentioned, that the Ram identifies it with the Yud of Amavir, which is complete Ishus, and that's exactly where the Torah says, Sherek Susav Anosu Lo Yigrot, that it would seem that the Locha of Sherek Susav Ona would apply, according to the Rambam, to a Pilegish as well. The, It's interesting, I should also cite that the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs in Shoresh Chamishi, and also in the Chuvas of Ramban, says that Pilegis is also mutter to a Hedjet, and only chilek between a Melech, and there's no difference between a Melech and a Hedjet. It's just that there's no Isis Nus with a Pilegis, because she's Miuchedis to him. But it's not a din of Isis at all. However, from the Ravid, it would seem that it could be that the Ravid is of the opinion that it is an Ishus, but it's an Ishus of Pilegish. It's a different kind of Ishus. It's a lower level of Ishus, and that's why there's no Chovas Ksuba. And maybe, therefore, there wouldn't be a Chir Shir Ksus for Ona. Now, we find by Pilakshe David, who Avshalom violated, David's son, that says in Shmuel Beis, that David separated himself from these pilakshim, v'tiyena tzoros ad yom mosim almonos chayos. And in Chazal, this Yushalmi in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, this machloikis whether they became also to David or not. There are those who say that they were mutter to him, and there are those who say just that he abstained from having relations with them moving from then on. And there are those who say that indeed they were forbidden because they were violated by Avshalom. Now, if we say that they were muteras to him, how is it why wasn't he obligated to have relations with them, marital relations, because of the mitzvah's owner? But according to what we've suggested, it could be that even according to the Rambam, maybe the Pilakshim have a different din of Ishus. But basically what we've said before, that the locha of Pilegesh, according to the Ram, is that it's a regular dinner of Ishus, and that's why it's included in the Yudches Noshim. It would seem that the Rambam would have been of the opinion that these Pilakshim, that by Pilegesh, there should be a locha Shekhsus for owners. So we'd have to understand, according to the Ram, that Yushalmi. But it could be that the Ram holds like the other opinion, that they were actually also to David.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.